Awesome, man. We're back, man. I didn't even go hard on you, dog. I did, man. Hey, awesome, man. I've never seen a quarterback. Well, Donovan McNabb threw up because he was out of shape. I think he was sick, though, but ultimately threw up because he was tired. I've never seen a quarterback like, man, I need to take a break.
Austin. I mean, the rest of the team took a break on him throughout the day. So, no, it's a terrible look. It's a no good, very bad, horrible look from Anthony Richardson. There are guys trying to spin it every which way, but like, come on, bruh. No, don't. you don't tough yourself out as a starting quarterback in the NFL, and especially not a starting quarterback with so much to prove, right? A guy like Anthony Richardson, who was let down by drops to a degree I've never seen before in my life against the Texans, who, let's also not forget, had a scoop and score for the Colts to take the lead that the refs overturned. So let's get that on video review there. And notice Jay hasn't talked about the refs in that game yet. It's a bad look for Anthony Richardson. He's got a lot to prove, and subbing yourself out of the game as the starting quarterback is a terrible way to win over the locker room. I thought Ryan Kelly, the center for the Colts, handled it really well. Said, yeah, we had those conversations internally. He didn't come out and put Anthony Richardson on blast. He says he knows what he did. We know what he did. It's been handled. We're moving on. Doesn't change the fact that it's a crappy look.
Austin, I'm going to ask you one question.
Jay, I'm going to answer one question.
Okay. You remember when you used to talk all that mess about he was better than CJ Stroud? Do you remember this just a couple months ago?
Yes, I was the one that wanted the Colts to draft CJ Stroud and was disappointed.
No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about how you were saying Anthony Richardson was the dude. I'm just gonna ask you, yes or no, is he still your franchise quarterback? Because they got a lot of quarterback. You got Quinn Ewers coming up. You could punt, and I'd give you some grace. I ain't give you no grace because he's tired.
Let me pull the Shane Steichen here. He was asked in his press conference today, and he said, everything is being evaluated. So everything is being evaluated, Jay. Everything is being evaluated.
Bro.
Everything is being evaluated.
And Jay,
you earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
Austin, tell Jay what you said about how you think the next couple of weeks play out.
Oh, the way this works is that the Colts drop the important game to Houston, which, by the way, we see right behind you in the background there. Uh-huh. I did pick up Sam Darnold, who I think is going to carve up the Colts defense for my fantasy team. But if the Colts are going to mess around and win a game, it's going to be Sunday Night Football. They never get on primetime. They'll put on a good show. Anthony Richardson will play well enough or make some Superman play. And then things probably won't go well against the Bills, which is that other jersey behind you over your right shoulder, our left, for our friends watching on our Sartor Heyman Jewelers live video stream. So I still think 0-3 is the most likely outcome. But if they're going to get one, I think that Sunday night is probably the best chance.
Against the Vikings?
That's why I'm saying the best chance, not a good chance.
I got you. You're going 0-3. Just take it like a champ, man. Just get you a Quinn Ewers or try Josh Adore or whatever. Even you get Nussmeier from LSU or something. Just start over and move him to tight end.
We need an Indiana kid. We need Riley Leonard playing at Notre Dame right now. I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I'm
kidding.
I'm kidding.
Awesome, man. I didn't want to go hard on you, man, because I just didn't even know how you would react to it, man.
Jay, I gotta take it, right? I'm not ducking the fight, right? I'm not running from it. It is what it is. I'm in it, 10 toes down.
Jay, who you got tonight, bro?
Oh, Steelers. They're talking about just letting Daniel Jones is on a job interview. So they're gonna mark my words, they're gonna be, even though they don't have the weapons, they're gonna be throwing the ball. Because they want to see if they wanna, you know, continue along this path with Daniel Jones. So, you know, I think Daniel Jones is actually a lot better than what people give him credit for because he's been dealt a crappy set of cards. But I think Pittsburgh, parlays of, you know, the deep balls of Russell Wilson to Pickens. I think they take that to the next level. I think Freiermuth that gets off the tight end and they try to run the ball against this Giants front. But, it, you know, I think that Pittsburgh will win tonight.
Austin, get us out of here by telling us, is it 3-0 tomorrow or 2-1?
I think it's 2-1 tomorrow. I think it's 2-1 tomorrow. I'm sticking with Dodgers in six, though. So okay. I think
New York is the O-V-E-R. Sweet.
I'm not mad, Jay. That's what I want.
There we go. All right, Jay, well done. Austin, appreciate you, bro.
Yeah.